You're listening to SBS News.
It may be 80 years since an atomic bomb fell on the Japanese city of Hiroshima. But for Tetsuko, known as Tess McKenzie, the memories remain vivid.
Suddenly, strong lights went through eye. I said, oh, what is that? What is that now? And then next thing is a tremendous that sound.
As a teenager, Ms. McKenzie was heading to Hiroshima to see a movie with a friend when the bomb fell. It was August 6th, 1945.
I said to the friend, what's that white thing? And then just watching, and gradually that come up like mushroom.
From the platform, the girls could only stand and stare as the unusual cloud formed above Hiroshima. They had just missed a train, an event that undoubtedly saved their lives.
Oh yes, if I caught that train, scheduled one, I'll be right in Hiroshima. Thought that we blessed.
At least 140,000 people died in the first bomb blast. A second bomb released on Nagasaki, days later, added to the toll. Even now, Ms. McKenzie still cannot believe she was spared.
I believe in God. And even these days, thankful God that I wake up with like, and then before go to sleep, thank you, God.
It wasn't her only brush with death. During the war, the family's home city was razed by Allied bombs. Ms. McKenzie vividly recalls the destruction.
My city, that Kure, was burnt out. We had bombed nighttime and burnt out, and then nothing there, just nothing in the cities. We go and tunnel. And then that night, I can hear shh and bang. And then I was crying. I said, I don't want to die here.
Ms. McKenzie is proud to share her remarkable story and also to reminisce about her post-war work with Allied forces, where she met an Australian soldier, Corporal Ray Murray McKenzie, her future husband.
I just thought, oh, he's good looking. He was good looking. Once that he approached me, and then I never regret. He is a really nice, good man.
Their love would change the course of her life. Marrying in 1952, the couple made Melbourne their home during a climate of post-war prejudice against Japanese war brides.
Some people doesn't like to see that Japanese women with soldiers, very hard attitude.
A loving Australian family helped her thrive in the new land. And giving back has sustained a long and healthy life.
Always communicating with people. I think that's keep you young. I want to make sure the world never forget what happened.
A long-time resident of Melbourne, these days, Ms. McKenzie is surrounded by her extended family. Granddaughter, Eddie Ibuki, among those grateful for her company.
We're all very proud of Nana as a survivor of the Hiroshima bombing. And now she's getting teary. But she's just such a strong and resilient person.
Great-granddaughter Talia Pint aims to visit Hiroshima next year to find out more about the day that changed Japanese history.
I really hope that we can learn our lessons because our Nana has been through so much and it's made her who she is today. And I just hope that we can learn from the mistakes.
Many young Japanese students visit Ms. McKenzie's suburban home, some introduced by Masafumi Takahashi from the Association of New Elderly in Melbourne, a community group that aims to prevent social isolation.
Her stories and the experience is just so precious and unique. And also, I feel like a little bit responsibility to pass what happened before to younger generations.
As nuclear tensions rise in some parts of the world, the human cost of World War II continues to haunt Ms. McKenzie.
When I heard that war is ended, I was happy to end. at the same time, so many people lost life. What's that for?
And amid ongoing global conflicts, she has this warning.
Why have to make that things to destroy people? Never end. Never end. It's very sad, honestly.
Haruka Shino, SBS News.